Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show. It's brought to you by Key Bank. The Indians look for another series win. This has been a good road trip, Terry, taking 2 out of 3 in Texas. You've taken 2 out of 3 so far from Chicago. But, boy, we'd be remiss to start the show tonight and not talk about Sean Markham. What a great story.
You know, it is a great story. And, you know, we've talked about it before. You know, he's missed so much time with injury. And it would have been easy for a guy that has major league service to go home. And, you know, he spent the whole last summer out in Arizona in Goodyear into the middle of summer. That's no treat. And he kept working and kept working. And this spring, you know, when he pitched, he threw the ball pretty well. He was just never able to get stretched out. You know, in the middle of spring, he had a baby. You know, that's not his fault. But still didn't get stretched out. And, you know, missing a couple years, we wanted him to go to AAA and just go do it for a little bit. And that's exactly what he did. And then he got his chance, and he pitched. That he really didn't pitch yesterday any different than any time we've seen him before. He's just stretched out now, and he's able to answer the bell every 5 days, and it's pretty exciting.
Pretty impressive, too, that it shows young kids who are throwing 10 miles an hour faster that you can still dominate as long as you hit your spots, and he used both sides of the plate, Terry.
Yeah, I thought he really kind of, and I don't want to say put on a clinic because I don't mean to demean who we're playing or anything like that, but, I mean, the way you pitch – he did. He pitched in with his fastball, and he's throwing 85. Take something off, flip a breaking ball, you know, field your position, hold runners. He did it textbook, and that's why he was still out there in the seventh inning.
And I am guessing now he's in the rotation for a while.
Yeah. We'd love to have some semblance of, you know, some stability there. And again, you know, we sometimes you can't. Sometimes either injuries or, you know, lack of production, you know, forces you to do something. But we'll take good starts all the time.
T.J. House, he's okay, and he's been optioned to Columbus, correct?
Yeah, once he proved he was healthy. I think Chris spoke to him today and optioned him to AAA. And that's probably not the news T.J. wanted to hear, but it'll be good for him to get on a regular rotation and prove that, you know, what he did last year, he can do again.
You know, I haven't even asked you off the air. What's the word on Josh Tomlin? How's he coming?
You know what? I think we're going to see Josh when we get back to Cleveland. Well, I just checked in with him the other day. He's been out in Arizona, and he needs to come see the doctors in Cleveland and get the go-ahead to kind of get his throwing going. But he says all's good, you know, range of motion and everything, and I'm sure he's itching to get back at it. And when we get him back, it'll be another almost like signing a free agent in the middle of the year, because here's a guy that all of a sudden is going to be healthy and helping us. And, man, that'll be a big lift.
What about Yan Gomes, Terry?
Gomer's doing great. We spent a lot of time the last couple of days talking about Gomer. And I think we tried to, you know, not let our emotions get involved. He's going to DH tonight. He's going to catch 9 tomorrow. And then more than likely he'll join us and catch on Sunday. We thought about moving it up a little bit, boy. But I tell you what, man. Just there's a lot of reasons where, you know, you start to let your emotions run wild, and that's not a good way to make a decision.
You have to be pleased with this road trip. I know you'd like to be unbeaten, but hey, the old adage, you got to crawl before you walk and whatnot, and you've really done some good things on this trip, Tito.
Yeah, and the one thing, we've played. We never stopped playing, and now, you know, it's the last night of a trip. You know, this is a big game for us because it's the one that's in front of us. You know, we're going to get home in the middle of the night, and I know the trip will be a lot more fun if we win tonight. And so that's what we'll set out to do.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.